Just like public radio relies on pledge drives to support our programming, the Girl Scouts rely on cookie sales to fund their work. This cookie season, one Girl Scout in Plymouth got upset with what went into the recipe and decided to do something about it. NHPR's Todd Buchman has the story of Sophia and why she's gone rogue.
Sophia Hammond, age 11, has been a Girl Scout for more than half of her life.
I started when I was five, so around 6 years, I guess.
6 years of camping trips and community service and planting trees. Sophia also does student council, sports, the school play. But Girl Scouts are a big part of her identity.
Actually, everybody in Girl Scouts are like my best friends. Like we hang out at school and after school and all that.
Sophia hopes one day to earn the Girl Scout equivalent of the Eagle Scout. It's called the Gold Award. She's always been ambitious, including with the annual cookie sale. 2 years ago, she set herself a goal of selling a box in all 50 states.
Well, I was kind of just bored during COVID, and I wanted something that I could really focus on.
With the help of her mom, she made Facebook videos about the project, and it caught a little fire, especially when she finally got her last state, Delaware.
I was on the news for it, but that was just like a little thing.
Plymouth has reached her goal of selling cookies in all 50 states, selling over 720 boxes.
So I would say I'm very like determined that I want to get, like if I'm doing something, I want to get it done. But cookies in general, I've never thought of it as like a huge, huge part of my life. But I have done a lot with them.
Which is what makes the next bite in this cookie story so surprising. Sophia is now a vocal critic of the Girl Scout cookie, specifically one of the ingredients, palm oil.
So palm oil causes 2% of major deforestation and climate change. It's also, because of palm oil, 1,000 to 5,000 orangutans are killed every year. There also have been ties to child labor, human trafficking, and slavery in the harvesting of palm fruit.
Where are you getting these facts from?
I've been researching for a while, so I've been getting them off the internet and in books and things like that.
Sophia isn't the first to go anti-cookie. Girls and troops across the country in recent years have all raised concerns about palm oil. They've made YouTube videos and gone on morning talk shows.
We say those do-si-dos, the tag-alongs, the thin mints are actually bad for the environment.
So one of our main things in Girl Scouts is it's in our pledge trying to make the world a better place. And I don't think that the ingredient in Girl Scout cookies is doing that. So I don't support it, and I want to try to do something else.
Do something else. In this case, bake her own cookies. This cookie season, Sophia went door to door, offering her neighbors a chance to buy traditional Girl Scout cookies or cookies that she would make using her grandma's recipes and ones found online in her own kitchen.
Chocolate chip cookies, peanut butter cookies, oatmeal raisin, and coconut macaroons.
It worked. She wound up selling 138 boxes of real Girl Scout cookies and got orders for 44 dozen cookies that would be baked by an actual Girl Scout. Same price, $5 a box. She got the okay from her local troop, but she didn't tell corporate. She didn't call the regional Girl Scout Council, which coordinates local cookie sales. Easier to beg forgiveness than ask permission.
Really, the worst that can happen is they can sue us and kick me out of Girl Scouts. But if they kick me out of Girl Scouts for I doing this, I wouldn't really be that upset to leave.
Why not?
Girl Scouts has been really good for me, and it is an important part of my life. But if they do kick me out for me doing this and for me being an entrepreneur, even though they've taught me how to do it, I wouldn't be that upset.
I assume you don't want to be sued.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be sued.
No, I would never sue Sophia.
This is Tricia Meller, the head of the Girl Scouts of the Green and White Mountains, the council that oversees all the troops in Vermont and New Hampshire. Meller says that her 6,500 scouts sell about 1.2 million boxes of cookies each season. Legit cookies, not the homemade ones. She's not mad about Sophia's advocacy.
We're proud of Sophia for being passionate about an issue that she strongly believes in. That's what Girl Scouting is all about.
What it's not about, according to the rules, though, is selling things other than official Girl Scout cookies during cookie season. But she said the Scouts have made changes about palm oil. Their corporate bakers pledged to use sustainably sourced palm, though critics say unsustainable oil still likely finds its way into the supply chain. It's a hard ingredient to just not use. It tastes good and keeps the cookies crispy. Sophia and her dad Malik are now finalizing their own recipes with no palm.
Baking soda.
Half teaspoon.
Clove.
Half teaspoon.
Yep.
Sophia collected all her orders back in January. Now it's crunch time. Time to get baking. The first batch of oatmeal's disappointment.
It was mush, but it was like crunchy mush.
But father-daughter, on this Saturday, get the ingredients just right, swapping out shortening, which is usually made with palm oil, with some other butter-oil combinations. 9 minutes in the oven, then a taste test.
Very good.
2 dozen down, 42 dozen more to go.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of work. It's going to take a while. But it's fun, so.
She did some rough math on her ingredient costs, and it looks like Sophia's going to profit about $100 from her own cookies. She's donating that money back to her local troop. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.